Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we've got something a bit different, definitely fascinating, not your usual climate study or IPO filing.
No, not at all. We have a very specific, detailed, professional profile. A service description, really.
Exactly. It's for a single expert in a, well, a highly niche field.
That's right. And for you listening, our mission today is pretty straightforward. We're treating this description like a strategic document.
We're going to unpack the claims, the operational details, how this provider positions themselves.
And we're sticking strictly, absolutely only, to the information given in the source material you provided.
Okay, so the subject, it's clearly identified as a love spell specialist, and they operate specifically in North Brunswick Township.
This isn't just some vague ad, it's detailed. We want to synthesize what this specialist actually claims to do for clients, and crucially, how they try to build legitimacy.
Right. Just to be super clear on how we're tackling this, like you said, we're looking at it almost like a marketing plan or even a job spec.
Exactly. Examining the service structure, the scope of expertise they claim, the choices made in presenting it. We're analyzing the claims, not, the magic itself.
Got it. Okay, let's unpack this then right away. The identity. The source doesn't just give one title.
No, it lists three: consultant, expert, and healer, all rolled into one.
That combination, it feels very intentional, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's strategic layering. Think about what each title is trying to convey to a potential client. They're clearly trying to hit multiple points.
Okay, so consultant, that suggests strategy, right? Giving advice.
Someone who, diagnoses the situation, maybe offers a plan. It gives the whole thing a professional, almost intellectual feel.
Right, the strategic angle. Then there's expert.
Yeah, expert implies skill, mastery, reliability in their specific field. It suggests their methods, well, within their context, are proven effective.
Okay, strategy and competence. And the last one, healer. That feels different.
That's the emotional core, isn't it? It speaks directly to the distress, the pain people feel with relationship problems. The healer promises comfort, resolution, emotional repair.
So, consultant for the plan, expert for the method, healer for the heart.
Exactly. By weaving those together, strategy, mastery, and emotional resolution, they build this really comprehensive identity. It's marketing, essentially, hitting the logical need for a plan, the practical need for competence, and the emotional need for comfort.
That is quite powerful positioning. Now let's look at the actual service under these titles. The source is specific. Reputable love spell services. That word reputable, it really stands out, especially for a service maybe seen as unconventional.
It's critical, a vital qualifier. If you're offering something outside the mainstream, you have to tackle credibility head on.
So by saying reputable, they're trying to set a standard, or at least claim one exists.
Precisely. They're signaling trustworthiness, trying to assure the potential client that there's some kind of quality control or standard within this niche field.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me. The specific goals they claim they can achieve, it's not vague at all.
No, it's quite concrete. The source lists clear relationship outcomes. We can actually group these claims into, like, two main areas.
Right. The first seems to be about crisis management, recovery.
Yeah, the source says the specialist helps bring lovers back together or reunite lovers. That's the emergency service, basically. When things have fallen apart, they claim to fix it.
And still in that crisis zone, they also address the internal decline. It says they can revive passion and love that have been lost.
Which is important. It suggests they step in, even if the couple is still, technically together, but the spark is gone. The emotional core is faded.
That's a really key distinction. It's not just about physical separation, but emotional distance too.
Exactly. But it doesn't stop there. With just fixing crises, that brings us to the second area.
Which is more like preventative maintenance, enhancement.
You put it that way. The force says they help strengthen relationships.
Okay, so that shifts it. It's not just about fixing what's broken, but making what's working better or more resilient.
Right. Moving beyond disaster recovery to ensuring ongoing health, ongoing vitality. It positions the service as something useful throughout the relationship lifecycle, not just at the point of collapse.
So they're not just a one-off fix-it service. They're positioning themselves as maybe an ongoing partner for relationship stability.
That seems to be the implication. And look at the ultimate promise they advertise. It wraps it all up.
Ah, yes, enduring relationship happiness.
Enduring relationship happiness. That is a huge promise.
It really is. It suggests they're selling long-term stability, a lasting emotional state, not just a quick fix.
The breadth is the key takeaway, strategically. from crisis recovery to this idea of permanent reinforcement. They're selling stability, enduring happiness, not just temporary solutions.
And if you connect that back to the titles,
it lines up perfectly. The consultant diagnoses, the expert applies the reputable fix, the healer aims for that long-term enduring happiness. The whole message is, well, remarkably consistent.
Okay, so if the claims are that ambitious, the practical side, the operations, need to match up. They need to seem professional and accessible.
Absolutely. Yep. Especially for something sensitive like this. You need clear, modern ways for people to reach out.
And the first step in seeming legitimate is often having a clear location, right?
Yes, geographic anchoring. The specialist hammers this home, North Brunswick Township. It makes the service feel real, tangible, local for people in that area.
And the ways to contact them, they seem pretty standard for a modern business, not just relying on, you know, whispers.
Definitely not. They're using professional tools. The source gives us three specific ways to get in touch.
Okay, what are they?
First, a dedicated phone number. It's listed as +17323070002. That offers immediacy, direct consultation. Fits with the crisis intervention aspect.
Makes sense. What's next?
Second, a specific email address, usa.cuberdev@gmail.com. That looks, you know, fairly professional. Good for more formal inquiries, maybe sending details before you talk. Adds a layer of process.
Right. Phone for urgent, email for detailed. And the third one, this one caught my eye.
Yes. This really shows they're leveraging modern tech to seem established. The source provides a specific Google Maps link.
And the URL is right there. https://maps.app.gu.glpuulpuf31da37qsw7.
Exactly.
That's actually quite savvy for establishing legitimacy, isn't it? It's not just an address you have to look up yourself.
It's a direct link. Instantaneous. Unambiguous location reference. For a service that might raise eyebrows, using the most common trusted location tool, Google Maps, is a smart move. It reduces friction about where they physically are.
Yeah, it says, we're here, find us easily.
And if we connect this back to the bigger picture, this whole setup phone, email, map link frames the specialist as an established local provider.
They're using professional channels, digital tools, all focused on that specific area, North Brunswick Township.
It communicates, we are real. We are accessible. We are part of the modern infrastructure.
It definitely removes doubt about how to actually make contact, whether you're trying to get a lover back or just, you know, strengthen things.
Right.
Okay, so let's just quickly recap what we've pulled out of this document. We've looked closely at the specific claims of this love spell specialist in North Brunswick.
We saw how they strategically use that composite identity consultant, expert, healer to appeal to different client needs. Mm. Strategic, practical, emotional.
And we detailed the scope of what they claim to do. It covers the whole relationship journey, really.
From the crisis end, reuniting lovers, reviving passion, all the way to preventative care, strengthening bonds.
With that ultimate, very ambitious goal, enduring relationship happiness.
And then we looked at the practical side, geographically specific to North Brunswick.
Right. And using clear, modern, verifiable contact points, the dedicated phone, the professional email, and that specific Google Maps link. All points towards accessibility and professionalism.
It's all quite methodically presented.
So what's fascinating here, and maybe the thing for you, the listener, to think about.
Yeah, it comes back to that word reputable.
Exactly. The source leans heavily on reputable love spell services being the key to achieving these profound outcomes, reviving lost love, ensuring enduring happiness.
So the question it raises, based only on what's in this description, is what specialized criteria, what benchmarks would actually define the reputation and the effectiveness of these specific services?
Yeah.
How would they define reputable in this context?
That's a great point to ponder, sticking just to the language and the structure we've analyzed here. Mm. Well, thank you for joining us for this very specific deep dive. We hope this breakdown gives you a clear picture of the claims and the operational strategy presented by this North Brunswick specialist.